Hi, I'm Tony T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. Now that the NES and the SNES Classic are not nearly as hard to find as they used to be, and with the announcement of the PlayStation 1 Classic, which I'm sure is going to be followed by a Dreamcast Classic, a TurboGrafx-16 Classic, and the Atari Jaguar Classic, throwback games are more popular right now than ever. And add to that I've been listening to my throwback Christian playlist on Spotify featuring such classics as New Thing by DC Talk, Addicted to Jesus by Carmen, and The Great Adventure by Stephen Curtis Chapman, I would say, yeah, lately I've definitely been in a retro state of mind. As I've been playing some of these old games and listening to some of these old songs, I can't help but think about how much things have changed. I mean, nothing against DC Talk, but if Toby Mac came out with a song like Heavenbound today, it would get zero airplay. Look it up, kids. The song was a huge hit in the early 90s, but it was not great. Likewise, and I know I'm going to get some angry comments for this, if it was released today, Final Fantasy VII would be in the bargain box at GameStop, and it would come nowhere near the legend status that it earned 20 years ago. Same with Super Mario 64, Pokemon Red and Blue, or Tony Hawk Pro Skater. One thing I take comfort in is that God and His Word, though far older than even the oldest video game on this list, has and never will be outdated or out of style. Its principles and truths come from God and are written to bring life and hope to men and women of all generations, in every walk of life, for all time. In Psalms 119:152, the psalmist writes, "Long ago, I learned from your decrees that you have established them forever." Later in the same chapter, he states, "The entirety of your word is truth, and all your righteous judgments endure forever." In one of my favorite Bible verses, in Isaiah 48, it says, "The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God remains forever." James says that in God Himself there's no variation or shadow due to change, and the author of Hebrews says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If God is truly timeless, and His Word is as well, then the promises He spoke long ago have no expiration date. They're still as fresh today as they were when they were inscribed thousands of years ago. Now, if only my copy of GoldenEye for the Nintendo 64 was still fresh. How did it get so bad when I remember it being so good? Well, that's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of God fun, visit us online at nerdofgodcast.com or hang out with us across all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated GIFs with you. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I got to grab my Crystal Pepsi and get up on out of here. Ugh, this isn't as good as I remembered it being either.